Diego just said that you were the guy that he knew coming into this club. What do you remember about your guys' time together in LA, and what do you think he brings, given your familiarity?
We won a lot. No, I think he's a charismatic person. He's really easygoing. He's a hard worker. And he gets along with everyone. So we spent a lot of time together, especially when we were in LA, on and off the field. He's a good guy. Excited to have him here. When he spoke to me about the possibility that it was happening, I told him nothing but good things. And he was over at my house a couple nights ago, barbecuing. So happy to have him.
Nice. On the field, you guys have obviously had no problem scoring goals. What does he add that you guys might need? I mean, even without Lucas, you guys have continued to score well. So what do you think he brings to this attack?
Yeah, I think I know everybody's going to try and say he's Lucas's replacement or this and that whole story. But I think you can't replace a guy like Lucas, and I've said that numerous times. But as a collective, I think we figured out ways to get production from all types of areas, going back to center back scoring goals or stuff like that. But Diego brings a different dynamic. He's very vertical. He brings a goal-scoring pedigree, but he's also a really good passer and really selfless with his movement and with his pressing. I'd just say he's very dynamic.
Looking at the game this weekend, you obviously experienced one of these already down in Cincinnati. What do you kind of expect being at Motor.com Field and kind of coming back into MLS play after a couple weeks off? What do you expect out of this game?
I think you pick right back up to basically that these last 11 games sort of will be like those League Cup games where a lot of teams fighting for positioning, a lot of teams fighting to get in, Cincinnati fighting to keep their distance in that supporter shield race. And we're approaching it the same way we've approached everything this year. Continue to build off of each game, and we know the importance of this game, but it's also, this game is important as any other game has been. I'm excited to hopefully get more of a taste of what Darby was. I think last game I came in the 90th minute. I was able to get my head on a free kick. I'm excited, and you can feel the buzz from everywhere on social media and around the city, and so it's an exciting time.
That game was pretty chaotic. The way it started, and penalty kick, and then you guys come back and kind of take control of things, and then obviously the mistake at the back. When you look back at the game, what do you look for out of that because of kind of how it played out, and it wasn't like one team controlled the whole game. What do you try and take away from that that could help you in this one?
Just whenever out of a game, I think we've the coaches have preached that to just continue to stick to the plan and no matter the score. And I think that's one of the games that you sort of look back on and say, oh yeah, we're definitely never out of a game. We're able to get control of the game after a hectic start. I think we've shown growth since then about certain areas of the pitch or just the time of the game of when the right time to maybe put your foot through a ball is, when the right time to continue to play through pressure is. And that all comes with experience, especially for guys who haven't played as many games in this league. So those are growing pains, but I think those are moments that have helped us get to where we are now.
We saw you after the Minnesota loss. You talked about the chance to actually catch your breath a little bit and get off your feet a little and then get back to work and start gelling as a team with these new additions. What have the last 2 weeks been like as far as getting that little bit of rest and then being able to work on some things without a game looming right around the corner?
It's almost been like a little mini camp after those days off. Back to the basics of our principles and our system and getting guys up to speed with that. I think the coaches have done a good job of that, but also pushing us these last 2 weeks. So, yeah, it's been a good mental break, I would say, that certain guys needed, and everybody is back up to speed.
What did you do with your 4 days of rest? You said how much you were looking forward to that. What did you do for those 4 days?
My kids gladly had nursery for two of those days, so I was just at home. I got a massage and just spent time with my wife, and then the other day spent time with my kids. Now that today is actually the first day of kindergarten for one of them, so it's a big day. So just enjoy that time. When we get days off like that, if it's too last minute, I can't really plan anything. It becomes too expensive.
How long in your experience does it take when you do add players to an attack that has already been prolific and has done things? How long does it take for a new piece that's going to be an important part of that attack to all kind of get pointed in the same direction? Is 2 weeks enough time to start to look like what this could look like with Diego?
I think there'll be moments because of just knowing him and the system, because there is some complexities to it that sometimes you tend to do opposite things. But he's done a great job of asking questions and also finding moments to be himself. So it'll be interesting to see how quickly we can get him on board. And I think that it helps having these 2 weeks. But he's also working on finding a place to live and doing all that stuff. So not try and rush him in that aspect. But it's good that he already knows the league coming in. That's obviously a plus. I know he's really excited, and obviously, I think, was it Cucho's debut against Cincy also?
Chicago.
Oh, okay. I thought I read something somewhere like that, but oh, the home debut. Yeah. So I guess that's what I misunderstood. But yeah, so maybe Diego's home debut is a perfect fit where adrenaline's going to be going and the stakes are higher. So, yeah.
And how does, having played with him, when he's on the field, how does that change how teams are maybe marking you or are paying attention to you? When he's out there, how do you feel that change the attention of the defense?
Oh, they have to be aware of that space behind them because of his pace and his timing on his runs. So it creates hesitation on the defense whether to get tight to myself or Cucho or Alex or whoever's in, because they know if we get a up back and through with Diego with his pace will be in on goal. So it creates a different dynamic, like I said before, where now we have to just balance off of that. And I think it'll create a lot more space for Cucho specifically to drop into those holes that he has been dropping into all year and become so dangerous at turning in those areas and playing passes, because I think that's one of the most underrated parts of his game is his passing, and he's more and more showing that over the last couple of months. So yeah.
As you said, there's no replacing Lucas, and if you're watching the league's coverage, you know, in the studio, they're circling the hell is real, and they're wondering the same thing. They're curious to see how your team evolves post-Lucas. Mm-hmm. Do you have any thoughts on that, or are you taking that as any kind of motivation? Or I'm just saying that that's a real focus from without.
Yeah, no, I think it'll always be a real focus when you lose a guy who potentially is the best player to come through Columbus Crew. I think we have to realize that in this game, sometimes it's a business and people make decisions for the betterment of the franchise, for the betterment of themselves. And we're all happy for Lucas. Obviously, we wish we could have him in this game, especially because of his history in this game, especially the last game in Cincinnati. But yeah, we're a collective in this moment, having to pick up those pieces. And I think going forward, it'll be exciting to see where we could get, because we feel we have something special. This is the start of these last 11 games to make a good push.
And
when you say we can't replace or no one can replace Lucas,
yeah.
obviously they're not like for like players.
Yeah.
But do you think Diego's impact once he gets settled can kind of take on something different, but something that Lucas provided you guys in terms of just the attention and the talent level?
I think that's maybe the word is different. And Lucas is going to beat you in so many other ways, different ways than not everyone can like naturally will see. Sometimes, especially with his passing or when you're game in a free kick out of nowhere or something like what happened in Chicago. I think Diego's impact is just as strong. He's proven that, especially in this league, in his time in LA when. For example, when Carlos Vela was dealing with some injuries, and Diego put the team on his back and started picking up more of a goal scoring track, and was able to carry that on once Carlos got back. So yeah, I think like you said, it's a different type of player. There's no like for like anywhere in this sport. But we're just happy to have Diego on board.
Yeah,